Good morning. July 7th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's themes include lived experience in recovery work, new Louisiana naloxone protections, and two federal rural opioid response funding deadlines that close tomorrow. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. In news coverage, Medical Express reports on how workers with lived experience can strengthen addiction recovery in a piece titled, "The Workers Who Just Get It." Behavioral Health Business has a roundup called, "Five SUD Companies to Watch in 2026." And Filter asks a bigger picture question in, "Who Will Profit Most When the Drug War Ends?" That is one to watch, alongside ongoing debates about who benefits as policy changes move from criminalization toward regulated systems. On the social side, one post from Ray Traz on X shares lived experience directly. The post says they have lived on and off the streets since their teenage years, turned to fentanyl after previously using methamphetamine, have overdosed four times, and wanted to quit but faced major challenges. A couple of innovation-focused posts also stood out. Felicity Fawn BBW on X argues for safe use centers, clean supplies to help stop disease spread, and drug checking to make sure substances are not laced, while saying this is not a wild concept and that many countries have used these approaches. Action for OD on X says heat alerts should trigger overdose prevention alerts. The post calls for increased outreach, more naloxone on hand, cooling spaces, local resource sharing, and checking on people before a crisis starts. That is a concrete operational idea for summer response planning. There was also a contrasting message in opposition discourse. AWEA1 on X criticizes Housing First Supportive Housing and says there is no adequate support there, framing it as a setting where intervention in addiction is strictly prohibited. Turning to research, Harm Reduction Journal published a retrospective chart review on integrating a model of care within a community-based managed alcohol program with Indigenous men experiencing homelessness and alcohol use. Another study, in the Journal of Substance Use and Addiction Treatment, looks at extending harm reduction through public health vending machines and draws insights from implementation efforts in the United States. That could be useful for programs weighing not just whether to launch vending access, but how to make it work in practice. And the International Journal of Indigenous Health published work on indigenizing harm reduction, exploring First Nations community-led wise practices in response to the toxic drug crisis in British Columbia. On the policy front, Louisiana has enacted a measure providing civil and criminal immunity for the distribution or use of naloxone and other opioid antagonists beyond their shelf life end date. That may matter for organizations managing supply constraints or deciding whether recently expired stock can still be distributed with less legal risk. Also in Louisiana, another newly enacted law provides for substance use disorder screening of all misdemeanor DUI offenders. The item lists an August 1, 2026 date. A few funding deadlines are close. The Health Resources and Services Administration's Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or R-Corp Impact, has a deadline of July 8, 2026. The HRSA R-Corp Planning Opportunity also closes on July 8, 2026.
And the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has a funding opportunity called Preventing Youth Overdose: Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training, with a deadline of July 16, 2026. If July 8th is in play for your team, those two rural opportunities need immediate attention. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. One activism item to note: Shatterproof is asking for donations to support its recovery support programs. If that effort is relevant to your network, this is the point to decide whether to share or support it. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.